iCare has been around now for over 10 years, and already you've accomplished quite a lot. But before we talk about what's on your plate for 2014, can you bring our listeners up to speed on what you've been able to accomplish so far?
And iCare has been here for 16 years now. We're currently working on six issues altogether. They're all systemic issues, so most of them require multi-year approaches.
And one of them was our first topic just now.
Exactly.
Homelessness and poverty.
Yeah. And Day Center for the Homeless is one of the issues. We're in a monitoring issue, which means we try to bring a winnable solution to the table. But once the solution's in place, we follow up and monitor, and sometimes we need to intercede again.
And that's one area, but you've been pressing on a number of areas.
Yes. Our next newest one is creating jobs in the neighborhoods in Jacksonville that have the highest levels of unemployment. We've been working on youth crime for several years, graduation rates, Duval County Public School System, working on reading levels. The newest issue, when we came together at our Community Problems Assembly in November, the new issue that we voted, which you've also been hearing about this morning, is access to care for people suffering from mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Another big problem. And all of these clusters of issues are interrelated. And they festered, it seems, in this community for a very long time. How do you see the power of these congregations banding together to really move the needle on some of these stubborn social problems?
Yeah, we believe that bringing people together and bringing people of faith together on issues outside of their sanctuaries, outside of their places of worship, but bringing their faith to bear on the real live issues that people deal with every day, it seems like the best solution to every problem, and you're correct, they are all interrelated. When we bring people together, that generates power, but that also generates solution. Interfaith Coalition for Action, Reconciliation, and Empowerment. That word reconciliation has been so much in the news this week.
With the passing of Nelson Mandela.
Exactly. How do you go from prisoner to president? It is not by sowing the seeds of bitterness. It is by becoming a person of reconciliation. And we believe that's the power that people of faith bring together. But it's not exclusive to people of faith. When we come into the community, we meet all manner of people that are interested in pressing on these issues to make Jacksonville a more just, a more fair, a more livable place.
Absolutely. And you've shown your influence already in many ways. In fact, as I recall, one story that was widely circulated during the mayoral race, you held an assembly and invited the two main candidates, Mike Hogan and Alvin Brown. Mr. Hogan didn't show up, and Alvin Brown did. Some thought that that might have played a part in the election of Alvin Brown.
That was the first year that I was at a Nehemiah assembly. That was the first year that our congregation was a member congregation. So that was a delightful assembly. You're correct. It did make a difference.
It made a difference.
And we don't know what kind of difference that makes. And iCare is a nonpartisan organization. Yes, we press our public officials on matters of fairness, but we don't endorse candidates. We don't work in any kind of partisan way.
Sure. But as you look ahead to the next year and beyond, you talked about jobs. How do you see, as you and your co-president, the Reverend James Wiggins, take the reins of this organization, what's at the top of your agenda for 2014, and how can more people get involved?
At the top of our agenda is, because there are systemic problems, we're always trying to move a little further upstream in terms of solutions. For instance, we could say bringing more jobs to Jacksonville is one of the solutions for unemployment. But when we started doing our research, we found that there are certain zip codes where the unemployment rates in Jacksonville are twice as much as they are on average for the city as a whole. And the issue is even deeper than jobs. When it comes right down to it, what's really needed is to generate household and neighborhood wealth. Now, you do that with a job, but there's also some other things that have to be a component of that. Education, having a place to live, having a sense of neighborhood, having a ownership in a company is one of the things that we're advocating for in terms of increasing jobs. It's not just attracting industry, but it's creating employee-owned businesses that are tied to some of the anchor institutions in Jacksonville. We believe that's a way to create wealth for households and for neighborhoods and sort of build them out and up at the same time.
Now, ICARE is made up of 38 Duval County congregations, and I'm assuming you want to increase that number if you can.
We are always trying to build our organization. It builds our power, but the other part of that is that it lets people of faith have a vehicle for bringing their faith to bear outside of their walls. I've been a minister for 30 years. I had never been affiliated with an organization like ICARE. When they first came to me and approached me about our congregation becoming a member, I just thought here was a solution that I have dreamt for years and didn't even know was out there. It's different than writing postcards, making phone calls, advocating for legislation. It brings people together. And we find that as we bring people together, that brings more people on board. We would love to have new congregations.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, get in touch with ICARE at icarejax.org. When's the next big get-together, by the way?
Our Nehemiah Assembly is coming up April the 7th, 2014. We're building to have 4,000 people present for that assembly.
I will hope to be there, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for spreading the word with us. Have a wonderful holiday, and we hope to have you back in 2014.
Thank you very much.
The Reverend Kent Dorsey is the new co-president of ICARE. He leads the Riverside Avenue Christian Church, and we'll have more about ICARE's mission on our website, wjctnews.org, later today.